The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends. I've welcomed a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and, well, assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Have you? You know, on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, a little cold here. It's in the 60s, amazingly. It's supposed to be like 85 or 90 degrees in the state of Minnesota right now. But aside of that, it's a great day in the state of Minnesota. I hope it's good where you're at, too. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You go to our Facebook page, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, check out our downloads, videos, and the such, referrals, letters of commendation, as if we needed them, right? Yeah. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And or you can go back to Facebook and check me out there. I got two pages, BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we're seeing a whole lot of that today. Got a referral. Well, actually not a referral. Well, kind of a referral. A request referral. Will you come to Australia? Invitation. He said, hi, guys, from Australia. I stumbled upon you guys just recently thanks to an impromptu interview with one of your crew on a film in the InfoWars film competition. I'm now listening to all of the Sons of Liberty podcasts that I can find. I absolutely love your work and your music. There's nothing here in Australia that I have seen quite like what you guys are doing. Do you have a ministry here? Absolutely not. Australia is so depressingly secular, and because of this, the youth know virtually nothing about Jesus. It is so obvious to me that they are unconsciously seeking God with little or utter desperation. Your brand of ministry would definitely appeal to them, I think. I'm sure they would. This is a generation where you have to get in their face. I heard a preacher one time say, well, I didn't hear him physically with my ears, but I read his book, where he had actually said that if you want to do something for God, you're going to have to first get their attention. And guess what? You really do. Listen, you go to rock concerts today. I remember back in the 90s, there was Pantera, Metallica, Megadeth, and the such. Those kids aren't going there because they want to be lullaby friends. They go to the rock concerts that are getting in their face, that are movers and shakers, and that's exactly what it is. So in saying that, that's why we do what we do. We're young going to the young. And as I've said so many times in the past, that if we don't reach out to the next generation now, they're going to be there later on to curse us. And, folks, that's what you're beginning to see through this criminal administration today. I got another one here. I just read an article off of WND. If you'd like to check that out. It's called The McGuffey Reader, in contrast to, I didn't really get the second part of that, but we're good. You can check it out on WND. WorldNet Daily, WND, WorldNet Daily. And here's a referral that we just got in. She said, it is time to start homeschooling. Churches should gather mothers and fathers and help each other to educate their children the way that they should be educated. Thank you, Vicki. Well, that's true. And the fact of the matter is people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And what you're seeing for the most part, you're seeing kids being subjugated or subjected to everything, and again, protected from nothing in public schools. So it's good to see that there's people that are listening and they're awakening to their responsibilities, because really what it comes down to, America, is we need to become responsible to change our country if we want to remain in the liberties and the freedoms that we've been given by God. and by God. So what is the price of liberty, friends? Eternal vigilance. And eternal vigilance is exactly what we need. The Bible says redeeming the time for the days are evil, of course. So we need to make the most of the time that God has given unto us. And you know what? I'm going to end up with this. Jonathan Edwards, remember the 15 points? Can you just write this down? Because I want to, at the end of the show, share this with the people just to show you the understanding of those back in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, the Puritan preachers, friends, that didn't talk about God. They walked about with God. And I want to show you a man and really just kind of share you his life, his story a little bit. And it's Jonathan Edwards. He was a great awakening preacher. And he's also famous for Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. If you've ever heard that sermon before, it's pretty incredible stuff. But I'm going to show you their understanding of real grace. When you look in Scripture, what is real grace? Well, we're quickened by grace to those that are dead in sins and trespasses. And yes, of course, we're saved by grace. But the Bible also says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. What we're seeing in America through the professed church is we're seeing the sin abound, but we're not seeing the grace abound. We're seeing the grace fall to the sin rather than the sin being conquered by the grace. And my Bible tells me we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so anyways, to say all that, to say this, friends, I'm going to share with you the 15 points because they understood grace and what is real grace. It's the power to restrain from sin. And sin is the transgression of God's law. Exodus 20, 1 John 3, 4, check them out. Charles Spurgeon rightly said this too, just to give you a little more understanding as to what I'm trying to say in my rabble. He said that, Lord, when he would pray, Lord, give me more grace to keep your commandments better. And when we go over to 1 John, we can see just that. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. And we can see over in John 14, 21 as well, where he said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Now we need to understand too, friends, that God gave his law because he loves. God gave his law because he loves. They are not separate. And I've heard people do that before. And it's like they have not a correct understanding of Scripture. So anyways, we'll talk about that at the end of the show. When we come back, what I'd like to do is highlight the letter from WND. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, rightly said, again, the only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith. And without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty. Of course not. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. True that. What happens if you break the law? You break natural law, you end up in jail. What happens when you abide by the law? You remain free. Maybe I should teach that to the church just for a minute. Maybe they can understand law and grace. And the purpose of law and grace, because remember what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said. He said that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Yes, I love that. And you know when it comes across the airwaves? People think I'm a lot smarter than I really am. But I do abide by that because why? Because I want to walk in the light of God's countenance. I don't want to get away from that. So I'm going to highlight that. I'm going to highlight a little Muslim indoctrination into public schools. And then I'm going to show the church that they've never lost the right. And then I'm going to talk about Jonathan Edwards at the end of the hour. Folks, again, these men didn't talk about God. They walked with God, and God showed himself strong on their behalf. You have Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hey, guys, before we get rolling on this letter with the McGuffey Reader real quick, I just got this commercial, and it's like a 25-second commercial, and I just thought, well, you know what? Have a little humor before we start rolling here, but listen to this. It's a great song. It's 25 seconds, but just listen to the humor.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me, now we two places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard
I think that's a Nubian goat, by the way. But I'm gonna actually upload that on Sons of Liberty Radio. It's a commercial that's out there right now on one of our websites. And what we'll do is we'll post it for you. But when you see the Nubian goat actually screaming, it really is the Nubian goat screaming. So, anyways, hey, just saying, right? Just sharing with you the way I think. My kids think it's funny, and well. I think once in a while people need to see a sense of humor. Well, I got a lot of that, you know. But we're not in funny times. Anyways, Benjamin Rush, the only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty, and liberty is the object and life of all republican governments. According to the 10th Amendment, let me read the 10th Amendment because I make reference to the 10th Amendment quite a bit. But Article 10 of the Bill of Rights says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. So according to the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, the federal government has no business encroaching upon the education of your children, and for good reason. Now, despite the fact that this line is clearly drawn in our founding documents, un-American and ungodly and unconstitutional content, has bled into America's supposed educational curricula through No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, and now Common Core. So, for example, International Baccalaureate, a global educational scheme contrived in Sweden in 1968, teaches that which stands in direct contradiction to what our founders established. Earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, hello, contraception and reproductive health, an attempt to legalize abortion, an attempt to legalize murder, debt forgiveness to third world nations. This is what they're teaching children, friends, in public schools. 1,400 schools already hold and teach the indoctrinating international baccalaureate. So debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda. For those that have not been made aware of the homosexual agenda, it's about upending your constitution. Remember what John Adams rightly said. He said our constitution was made for a religious and immoral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Just saying. Back to the curriculum, international baccalaureate, elimination of right to bear arms. We just seen John Kerry, by the way, today, said that he was going to sign off to strip the American people away from Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, which claims that they have the right to bear arms and their rights shall not be infringed. So you see your government standing in direct contradiction of their limited powers, but they do it anyways because the American people allow them. So they're teaching children that in public schools. So can you imagine what's going to be coming up and what's going to be propping up here, friends, in about 10 years? Elimination of the right to bear arms, gay rights. Folks, this is exactly what they're doing today, line upon line, precept upon precept. They're also setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. In direct contrast, Williams Hall McGuffey was an American university president and professor who rightly titled himself as the schoolmaster of the nation. William McGuffey's elementary school series appeared from 1836 to 1857. What was being taught back then in public schools? His material became standard text in nearly all states for the next 50 years and sold more than 125 million copies. Now listen to what he said. This is Mr. McGuffey. Contrary to what they're teaching your kids today. He said, in making my selections, I have drawn from the present fountains of English literature and have aimed to combine simplicity with sense, elegance with simplicity, and piety with both. For the copious extracts from the sacred scriptures, he said, I make no apology. Indeed, upon a review of the work, I am not, he said, sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally transferred to these pages the chaste simplicity, the thrilling pathos, the living descriptions, and the matchless sublimity of the sacred writings. The following are the lessons and their titles found in the McGuffey lesson books. Folks, we're talking about what used to be taught in public schools. His lessons books contained lessons such as The Character of Jesus Christ, The Golden Rule, Extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's Wise Choice, The Goodness of God, Gospel Invitation, Christian Light and Hope, Awake Zion on Prayer. But instead of sticking with the plan as to what our founders established, the American people are now up in arms across the country, again, in direct contradiction. You have a president that is defending terrorists in this country, namely the Muslim Brotherhood. And now what we're seeing in public schools, interestingly enough, is that the American public schools have now been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. As a result, our youth are subject to the following teachings and practices. Again, when we left off God, we complain about a foreign enemy within. When we left off God, we complain about a foreign enemy within. Read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. This is what they're teaching kids in public schools in your country. This is just the beginning, friends. Okay, it's the little leaven that will leaven the lump. This is the foxes that are spoiling the vines. But this is just the beginning stages, so it can still be dealt with swiftly. They're teaching kids, namely in California and in Texas, how to learn to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam. Memorizing verses of the Quran. Adopting a Muslim name to American children, friends. They're even teaching kids in public schools how to stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. Well, how did this happen? The ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Now, pay attention, friends. These people are siding with your sworn enemies. The ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Friends, we're not asking for permission to obey the laws of our republic. We're not asking for permissions from a criminal to obey God. Remember what the apostle said, it's better for us to obey God than man? Yes, of course, because we're to overcome evil with good. But what we're beginning to see is the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course that essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. You've got to be kidding me, America. This is also very well explains why my ministry, has been under incessant attack from bringing a moral and constitutional message to public schools. Of course! And to prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Al-Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of the Al-Qaeda in the United States. In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. Of course. Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that our government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and language. Well, how do they do that? They are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East studies, and so on and so forth. So these are the ones that are brainwashing American students with an anti-American point of view. They teach that the Americans are the problem, the American foreign policy is the problem, that Americans' wealth is the problem, enlightenment is the problem, and success are oppressing the rest of the world. Huh. So they got a problem with the Lady Liberty. We got sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you, friends, you never lost the right. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Before the break, I was talking about Muslim indoctrination into public schools. If I can remind you one more time, friends, what Benjamin Rush said. He said the only foundation for a useful education in a republic, which we are, is to be laid in religion, Christianity. Without this, there can be no virtue, and without virtue, there can be no liberty, and liberty is the object and life of all Republican government. Why don't we talk about some of the things that bring about resolve on radio? I mean, aren't we responsible for God and to God for the gifts that he's bestowed upon us and that we need to make the most of them? Of course. But instead of taking responsibility, now we have Muslim indoctrination into the public schools where children are learning to become Muslims, fast for Ramadan, learn the five pillars of Islam, memorize verses of the Quran, adopt a Muslim name, staging a jihad. Wow. Your children are going to raise up calling you curse friends if you don't respond. There's no nice way to say it. There really isn't. But I want to show you, to remove all excuses or objections that you may have about getting the job done. You can share this with your children. And if you're a parent of one that has children in public schools, you need to understand that students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or religious materials on campus. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with the religious themes. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their Christian religious beliefs. Students have the right to discuss religious issues, although other students may overhear them. And despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much people and how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right thing. Because you do have the freedom to do the right thing. Don't ever forget that. But now you have a government, friends, that is teaching you to give up your rights. Of course, for the common good through totalitarian means. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said? He said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. And when you look around, you can see politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges who would have you believe that too much freedom results in chaos. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community, right? That's what we're hearing. We're being inundated with those suggestions continuously by a corrupt government. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws. Even if we have to give up some rights in the process, they believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. This theory, and theory it is, may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders think this way, and evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. And remember, you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. See, this is how they operate when they get out of the boundaries of God's commandments. And no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. You're to take a broom and sweep away all policy, friends, then you would get back to law. And you would see how crooked the stick is concerning those that serve we the people. And by the way, when you give up a right, you lose a free choice. And then this just adds another control. And control's real name is bondage. And the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. Yeah, communism. We could chain everybody to a tree for a lack of trust. Now, this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which they're doing today, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which the media works on 24/7, which is the foundation of dignity. And rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs, because the opposite of control is chaos. Who's creating the chaos? I mean, if we look at this administration right now, who is attempting to bring forth domestic insurrection by race baiting more than this administration, friends? So my point is, we must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. We need to give up our wrongs, friends, not our rights. Let me say it again. We need to give up our wrongs, friends, not our rights. We need to give up corrupt politicians and replace them with just men walking in the fear of God. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. Read Proverbs 6, where the fear of the Lord also entails the shedding of innocent blood. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. I mean, you have a government that is attempting to teach the people to war with God. They are attempting to normalize it. It's never worked. It never will work. But a lot of people do die in the process because they didn't look in the past. They didn't study the past. And then America wonders why history is repeating itself, because you didn't take the time to read his story. Get it? History, his story. I'm kind of excited about talking about the resolution of Jonathan Edwards. The guy was second to none. He's the famous author for Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Wait. Say that again. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. You mean God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? That's what I was told. I know, but see, friends, the problem is I can't find that in Scripture. Jesus loves you, gospel. Yeah, he loves you so much that he demonstrated his love for you on the cross. I was actually spending some time with Kevin Sorbo yesterday. You know him as Hercules. Had dinner with him yesterday, him and his wife. And they were trying to get a just balance of who God is. And I said, well, let me tell you this way. Let me tell you it this way. If you look at Scripture, you can see how much God hated sin by looking to Jesus Christ on the cross. But you can see how much God loves you by the fact that God is the one that sent his Son to redeem mankind through his blood back unto themselves. You mean, so God is angry with sinners who know what they do. He's angry with those that reject the sacrifice. He's angry with those that reject the love. Those that continue on in their disobedience towards their heavenly, loving Father. See, love is always a demonstration, friends. You can't forget that. Just like when we look in the natural to the veterans, how much did they love us? They died for us. How much should we hate and come to the point where we no longer tolerate crime from an administration that the American people are laying down on? Folks, do you realize, and I've shared this with you about probably three times before, but I'm going to bring it up again. Do you realize that there's millions of men and women 6 feet under the ground today that have fought against the ideology that this administration is promoting? And the American people, by tolerating the crimes of this administration, and there are many, you're allowing him to desecrate the price paid. So the real question is, when we talk about how much does God love us, you know, I've seen this sign before, and I want to just kind of lay it to your candor. You know, we've heard this 100,000 times. God bless America. God bless America. Why is it always God blessing us? If we're so thankful for the price paid through Jesus Christ on Calvary, you may know it as a Golgotha. If we're so thankful for the price paid for our redemption, our reconciliation, our reclamation back to our Heavenly Father, do you think we would tolerate sin? Transgression of God's law? Do you think we would tolerate sinners in government? Those that violate the constitutional republic? No way! There's no way! What it comes down to, friends, is gratitude, thankfulness. I'm an 80s, 90s, the beginning of 2000s rocker dude. Used to be a band out there called Cinderella. They had a song called "You Don't Know What You Got Until It's Gone." And you know what's sad about it? Is you're sitting there watching them encroach upon your rights on a daily basis, attempting to overstep their bounds, which they do without remorse. And through the apathy of the American people, they're encouraged to bring about another scandal because they already know that they can get away with it. So here we are, and really is what, it really comes to this. It's a lack of gratitude. Come on, brother, you're really jacking me up right now. I don't like the way you point your finger at me. I know you don't, but you know what? I love you enough to tell you the truth. I'm not talking about everybody else. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about the abstract sin. I'm talking about the sin that you live with, and you don't realize the end of sin is death. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And the encouraging word is in action, faith with works right after that. But we have obeyed that form of doctrine that God has bestowed upon us. See, it's grace empowered, and I've shared this, and I share it again right now with you, friends. If you have a dispensation to make the wrong choices, well, surely God has given you the dispensation to make the right choices. You're not going to be able to excuse yourself on Judgment Day. Oh, Lord, I just couldn't help myself. Really? But you could help yourself make the wrong choice and sin against God's sacrifice, right? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
So, friends, the question is the apple sour or sweet? We're going to get over to the resolution of Jonathan Edwards, Puritan preacher, sinners in the hands of an angry God, in just a minute here. But there was a great orator, a speaker, who came into a city to do a speech. And throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ. When he completed his discourse, he asked if he could ask a question, because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer, so the great orator asked. One man raised his hand, and the speaker said, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled out an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker this question. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, "doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a good speaker." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say and how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God." Black folks say, "Word of God." But the question I have for you is this: is the apple in my hand sour or sweet, Mr. Speaker? The speaker, looking confounded at this man's question, replied with, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." Then replied the man, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus." He said, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Friends, there's so many out there that talk about Jesus, but they don't know him. They've never partaken with him. Remember, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. To know as a man knows a woman, intimately with you and your Savior. It's not weird, friends. It's healthy. It's right. A little while ago, I brought up the fact that Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, none like him, friends. Wow. When you talk about greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, everybody can see Christ through this man's ministry. And praise God, that's what a ministry should be all about. Remember, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. We should always be following Christ, never man. Always Christ, never man. But he said, Lord, during prayer, he said, give me more grace to keep your commandments better. Well, Jonathan Edwards was just one of those that understood that grace because resolved, he said. Number one, resolve that I will do all that I think or say to the glory of God and not to take any consideration in my own comfort, profit, or pleasure. Listen carefully, friends. He said, resolve that I will do all that I think or say to the glory of God and not to take into consideration my own comfort, profit, or pleasure. Everybody in the professed church today, friends, is all whining about the way they've been treated. Can't handle it. This is too much. This is heavy. Oh, so harsh. The Lord's an austere man. Number two, resolved if ever I shall fall and grow dull so as to neglect to keep any of these resolutions, I shall repent when I come to my senses again. Number three, resolve never to lose one moment of time, but use it most profitable in the way that I can. The resolutions of Jonathan Edwards, friends, the great Puritan preacher. Number four, resolve to live with all my might. To what? To the glory of God, because he understood the first prerequisite was deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And yes, it is not easy. It is very hard. Number four, resolve to live with all my might. Amen. Number five, resolve never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were my last hour of my life or before the last trumpet blew. Remember, friends, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Yes, he is a judge. Matter of fact, he's known by the judgments that he executes. The very habitation of God's throne is righteousness and judgment. The Bible says clouds and darkness are round about him. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Wow! That's not what I heard! I know, did you read the Bible to know for yourself so you can correct the preacher that you heard it from? Number six, resolve to act in word and deed. He got that from 1 John 3:18. As if nobody had been so vile as I to live, as if I committed the same sins or had the same infirmities or failings as others, to confess my sins and misery to God when I am prone to look on shame of others. Resolve to think much of the brevity and how short one's life is. Folks, ask somebody 80, 90 years old what it was like when they were 15 or when they were 10 or when they were 5. You know what they say? Without fail, just like yesterday. The Bible says life is but a vapor. But I'll do it tomorrow. I know, procrastination is the biggest robbers of blessings. I'll get to it tomorrow. You're not promised tomorrow. That's the point. That's what the Lord's telling you. The enemy's the one always whispering in your ears, oh, don't worry about it, you still have time. Yep, we know that road. How many people are in hell right now that thought they had more time? Number eight, resolve when I feel pain or the least discomfort to think of the pains of martyrdom, the torments of hell. And by the way, folks, we are not hellfire preachers. Hellfire preaching is unscriptural. We are to fear the Lord, a filial fear, not a diabolical fear. That's how it begins. Diabolical, then filial. A slave turns into a son through redemption and the redemption of Jesus Christ. Number nine, resolve if I see a problem to try to solve it or someone need help to help them. Amen. God helps those that help themselves. Yes, they do. Got a friend of ours, Ray Comfort, that says he will not counsel people unless he knows they're reading the Bible. They just want to drain the preacher. Number 10, resolve if I do help to never become proud or puffed up or seek the credit, glory. No, God will make sure of that, friends. Never touches gold and never touches glory. Man in Africa, one of the Jeffrey brothers, it's a famous story, where he was over in Africa, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, and he looked at all of these African people at the beginning of the 19th century, he said, the world is here to worship me at my feet. 6 months later, he was dead. Don't touch his gold and don't touch his glory. And don't ask the Lord to give you something too soon before you can actually restrain yourself in the proper operation in the gift that God has bestowed upon you by the Holy Ghost. Number 11, resolve never to do anything out of anger or revenge. Number 12, resolve never to speak evil of anyone, to dishonor them unless for some real good reason. You know, the Bible does say that you're supposed to mark them that cause divisions. The Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. So in other words, make sure that you're on God's side in that righteous indignation. Like, for example, when crime is committed or babies are murdered. Number 13, resolve to love all of mankind, walk in humility, and to love my own faults and failings. I'm sorry, and to look to my own faults and failings. Of course, any leader knows that when something's wrong, the first thing he does is examine himself. David laid the judgments of God before himself, that he might not sin against him. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against him. Of course. His great aim was to walk in the light of God's countenance. His great aim was to walk in the holiness that God bestows upon his children. Number 14, resolve that I will live as to have no regrets or wish I had done something before I died. I tell my kids this. I tell young people this all the time. Quit wasting your life away. My kids are sitting around for 5 minutes. Do something. Do something. You know, they say that idle time is the devil's playground. It really, truly is, friends, because they're looking for something to do. Number 15, resolve to live each and every day at all times with the things of eternity always on my mind and heart. Remember, it says in Colossians 3 that we are to set our affections on Christ, where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Yes. Remember, David said, thy face I will seek. Yes. Remember Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, where he said, you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart. And let your heart be single, not double. He said, to live for eternal purposes, may I not find joy in temporal things, but in heavenly things. Folks, we got more resolutions of Jonathan Edwards. Maybe we'll kick off some more tomorrow. But I just want to let you know, friends, there was a time in this country where men did not talk about God. They walked about with God. And that's exactly where we need to get back to, my friends. And I hope my life exemplifies just that. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jake should be back with us tomorrow. I just got back from North Carolina and South Carolina. Actually, tonight he'll be back. And we'll be with you for 2 hours tomorrow. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, said George Washington. See ya.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.